This is Good Food on the Road. I'm Evan Kleiman, and I'm joined by Jonathan Gold, the Pulitzer Prize-winning food writer for the LA Weekly. Jonathan joins me every week with a restaurant review.
We are going to the new restaurant, Sotto.
And what is the cuisine?
The cuisine is Italian food, sort of specifically Southern Italian food, though they don't make a fetish of it.
So given that it focuses a bit on Southern Italian food, is there pizza involved?
There is pizza. The restaurant is built around an enormous, supposedly like 15,000-pound pizza oven made of, you know, brick and earth and whatever pizza ovens are made out of, that has had all the materials, including the earth, supposedly shipped from Naples. Because really, if you don't have dirt from Mount Vesuvius, how could you even think of making a pizza? They're still at the beginning of the learning curve on pizza, I think. I mean, you know, you more than anyone else know that there's a definite learning curve to a pizza oven, that it can take a long time to figure out just how the heat works and what the great spots are and where the stuff is browned on top. But their pizza is pretty good so far. I suppose the crust is definitely Neapolitan style, which is to say it's a little bit puffy, it's a little bit soft.
And the toppings, are they pretty traditional?
The toppings, I mean, you can, of course, get a, you know, marinara pizza, or you can get a margherita pizza, which are the only two things that you would conceivably get in Naples itself. But the one I really liked came with sort of really funky, nice homemade guanciale.
Yeah, guanciale being bacon, but from the cheek, not the belly.
Right. And it came with like little clumps of ricotta and with sauteed scallions that blistered a little bit from the heat and a scattering of fennel pollen, which was unusual but really nice.
That sounds really good. So are they using this beautiful oven for other things besides pizza?
They are, as you would probably expect. You know, they do sort of chicken under a brick that, you know, a lot of people are doing. They bake peppers, they bake meats.
Now, are the peppers stuffed?
They're not stuffed. They're just sort of, you know, blistered and charred, and there's some capers and oregano and a little bit of olive oil, and it's more of like antipasto kind of thing. Some other antipasti that I've never had anywhere else, something called a pitule, which they say comes from Puglia. I've never seen it in Puglia, but I believe that it exists. And it's sort of an appetizer donut. They're fritters that come drizzled with cooked wine, cooked down to a syrup.
Mosto.
Yeah. Again, with like clumps of the really good ricotta that they either have found a good place to buy or they make themselves.
Thank you so much, Jonathan.
Thank you.
We've been talking about Sotto on Pico near Beverly Drive. Get the exact address and a list of recommended dishes by texting the words Good Food to the number 69866. That's Good Food to the number 69866. Hear Jonathan's full review on Good Food Saturday at 11 a.m. or on our weekly podcast. For KCRW, I'm Evan Kleiman.